fear. It's relentless. Millions longing for hope and joy. Dr. Rod Parsley's ministry success has produced a winning book, The Final Demise of Fear, answers the provocative question, was Jesus ever afraid? Discover how Jesus' final moments in tearful prayer led to your personal peace and fear's failure. If you're ready to finally overcome and cross over to victory, then The Final Demise of Fear is the book for you. Call or visit rodparsley.com and request The Final Demise of Fear. There's absolutely no cost or obligation.
Equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Hey there, welcome to a really, really very special broadcast of your Breakthrough. Now, together, we're celebrating, praise God, the Feast of Tabernacles, God's holiest day of the year, the Day of Atonement at One Mint. We get back to God, we get redeemed and reconciled to God and at one with God. What a privilege, what a joy to know and be known by the one and only true and living God. I like to say He's the only one God. And I've invited one of the greatest men I've ever known, very specially today, to bless you. He blesses me every day. He's going to bless you today. As a young boy, came to the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and with a hunger for God in his heart, he came to hear two American preachers, the powerful missionary evangelist, Dr. Lester Sumrall, my mentor, my pastor, and he even heard me a little bit. God has put his hand on him, not only to America to win the lost, to reestablish doctrinal, foundational truth empowered by the Holy Spirit, but the whole wide world. Couldn't be more honored than to call him my friend and to introduce this great City Harvest Network pastor to the worldwide audience of Breakthrough. His name, Dr. James Tan. So good to have you, buddy.
Pastor. Yeah. You don't know what a treat and a joy and an honor it is for Kenny and I to be in any room with you.
And I feel the same.
I remember distinctly as a young boy seeing you in Singapore. This was years ago.
Were you there?
I was there. I was sitting right up there in the nosebleeds.
My goodness.
And you had come with your pastor, yes. Dr. Lester Sumrall, who came every year.
Yes.
He came every year, and you came one year with him.
Yes.
And so all those years after, all those years then, to be able to come now and just glean from you.
My goodness.
And to see that Pentecostal fire.
Still there.
Still burn bright. This particular broadcast means so much to me. I brought the Bible that I actually had with me a year ago.
My goodness.
When you were talking about atonement seed.
Yeah.
Now, my family and I, we are immigrants to this country.
Okay.
Which means that there is paperwork and filings to be done. And like all good things, there are seasons and times and schedules.
Okay.
And you know how it is where sometimes you've just done everything you know to do.
Yeah.
And you're just stuck waiting.
Yes.
And for someone who's used to action and moving and planning.
You are, yes.
And all that other, that can be some of the most frustrating times.
Yeah, sure, between here and there.
that's really where your faith is tested.
That's where faith works.
That's where faith works. And there had been a portion of our paperwork that had been returned to us. Nothing was denied, but it had been returned to us. and we were told to refile that paperwork.
Okay.
Which would have been fine, except that it would have cost us 2 and 3 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Pastor, I remember, as clear as anything, I'm sitting in my living room, and I felt like I had the air sucked out of me.
Oh, my. We've all been there.
We've all been there, and I was there.
Yeah.
And I thought, God, I've done everything I know to do.
Yeah.
I've done everything right.
Right.
They filed everything right.
Yes.
It looks like we're going to have this delay.
Oh.
This was during Atonement Seed last year.
My goodness.
You had sent out emails on the days of awe.
Yeah, the 10 days of
awe. The 10 days of awe. And I had heard about those 10 days, but it always is good to have a timely word.
Yes.
A timely reminder. Yes. In fact, that's an aspect of the prophetic office.
It is.
Is that it brings into the now what God had said.
Yes. Yes.
And I had gotten emails from you. You had sent out emails. And I tuned into a couple of your broadcasts. And I had a stirring in my heart that God could and would move on my behalf.
Yes.
That I need not sit in squalor and depression and wondering.
Mm.
Because there were the days of awe that God was going to visit on his people.
Glory.
And the Lord directed me to Psalm 102.
Mm.
And Psalm 102 says, you shall arise, talking about God,
yep,
and have mercy upon Zion, which is the church.
Ooh.
And then he says, for the time to favor her, yes, indeed the appointed time has come.
The appointed time.
And I thought, God, you have appointed times, yes, to favor your people.
Yes.
Now, as you're watching this today, consider this. God has appointed times for you.
Yes.
And part of God being faithful with appointed times is that he sends messengers to tell you of his appointed times.
Okay.
See, favor, Pastor, I found, is the answer to everything.
It is. It is.
You might have received a doctor's report that you don't want. Well, the answer of God for you is a favorable report.
A favorable report.
You might be in a relationship that has gone all kinds of sideways.
Mm-hmm.
You might have maybe not heard from someone that you need to hear from in a long time.
Yes.
But God can cause favor to come on you and that situation and your loved ones. Favor is heaven's answer for it. Might be a financial situation.
Could be.
That you're caught with.
In this hour, there's a lot of it. A lot of folks struggling. Believing
your bank, your accountant may have given you an unfavorable report.
Okay.
But heaven's answer
is
favor. Because God has set time.
Yes.
Now, in the Old Testament, you know this, they had the Holy Spirit in a different way than we do in the New.
Very much.
In the Old Testament, the prophet, king, and priest would have the Holy Spirit come on them, whereas we in the New have the Holy Spirit in us.
Yes.
So in the Old Testament, God would set up times and seasons, days of awe, to remind the people of what he would do for them.
Yeah.
Now, us in the New, he reminds us of what he has done because nothing that God does is ever removed.
No, never.
It is amplified.
Yes.
It is magnified.
Yes.
And then he reminds us, here's what I did then. Ha, here's what I'll do now.
Glory. And it's always bigger.
Oh.
And it's always better. Praise. Had there not been a need with the old, he'd have never given the new.
That's right.
But the new just amplifies the old. That's beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So the fact that God could offer favor in the Old Testament.
Ooh, think about now.
Glory. That puts you and me in advanced standing for the favor of God today.
Yes.
Anything that God offers you requires a response.
Yes.
Think about this. In God's offer for Jesus to be our Savior, it requires a response. I have to say yes, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth. I have to, and some level, in some way, step up.
Yep, faith is always an act.
Faith is always an act. Yeah. I like to say it this way, if you're asking for the leading of the Spirit of God, you have to be prepared to move.
Wow, so good.
And so I'm sitting there and I thought, God, it isn't enough for me to just see that favor is available.
Okay.
I have to respond to that in faith and say, I'm receiving that favor. So here's my testimony.
Yeah.
I sent in my atonement seed offering to this ministry here. I got online, went to that website, rodparsley.com. I put the amounts, my credit card information in. I sent that atonement seed offering in, and I said, Father, as far as I'm concerned, I believe I received.
And you were believing to receive what could have
report.
Delayed you 3 years. You already had that report.
Yes.
Now you're believing for a favorable report in this season.
This set time.
Moadim. Party. Celebration. So God's not saying, you know, beg and plead with me. He's saying, believe my word and celebrate that I'm going to perform it.
I don't have to beg and plead because he's already made the offer. He's already said, I'm going to give you favor. Mm. My response isn't pleading because he's already offered me favor. My response is gratitude. Ooh. Giving is gratitude.
There.
Giving is gratitude.
My goodness.
Giving is obedience.
Yep.
And as I sowed that seed, I set my heart to believe.
Yep.
Did you know, Pastor, that it wasn't but 3 weeks? The lawyer sent an email saying—
Now, hold on, because I need everybody to know. We've not discussed this.
No.
We don't. This isn't, you know, outlined. This is just blowing me away right now, and it should be blowing you away. And what that means is it's building faith in you right now. And religion is always trying to talk you out of the Holy Spirit's trying to talk you into. God's speaking to you right now, supernaturally, through this prophetic voice coming forth from Dr. Tan, and I'm receiving it even as he's speaking it. So you do that right now. Father, just open hearts. They need miracles.
Miracle.
They need healings. They need breakthroughs in every area of their life, spirit, soul, body, everything that pertains to life and godliness. So move on them right now while Dr. Tan is prophesying God's word to them. Go ahead, doctor.
It wasn't but 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I get an email from the lawyers and they're saying, we don't quite understand this, but we've just received notification that the paperwork which was originally returned has been approved and certified. We can proceed with the application. Was returned.
That was returned to you.
Has now been come back with a favorable report.
And you were told you're going to have to go through this whole process
again. Not anymore.
And you grabbed Psalm...
Not anymore. Psalm 103.
103.
112.
You grabbed that during this season and said, God, if you did it back then, how much more would you do it now?
Yes.
And favor.
Favor.
Turned that whole thing around.
Favor met me. Woo. Favor turned the situation around. Woo. My response to God's offer for favor.
Wow.
You see, I have found in walking with the Holy Spirit that my response to him is as far as he'll go with me.
Good, good, good.
That's one way you differentiate between the Holy Spirit and demon spirits.
Okay.
Demon spirits force you, harass you, push you.
My goodness.
The Holy Spirit gently woos you. That's why one of the pictures of the Holy Spirit is that he's a dove. He's a dove. And in responding to him, I open up myself for everything he's already offered.
Yes.
And that's why, Pastor, I have to, please allow me this, but I have to challenge everyone watching us today. You are hearing a word from heaven.
Amen.
There is favor available for you in whatever situation they say you cannot have favor. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
Mm-hmm.
Step up and step into and respond to the things of God. Something happened in my life when I stepped up and started giving $1,000.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is it stretched me in ways that I hadn't been stretched. Was it a sacrifice? Was there a second thought? Was there a maybe this money could go do something else? Yes. But I've also found that when I honor God first.
Yes, first.
When I honor God, when I seek him first, when I say, God, I've got all this other, and truth be told, hear me now, truth be told, you'll always have all those others to take care of.
Yep, yep. That's not going to change.
That's all, they'll always
except
be there.
God's going to get involved with you now.
That's right. Take a step of faith. Mm. The favor of God is being put before you. Mm. This season, the 10 days of awe, I say, is a reminder that there is favor available for us.
Yes.
I'm going to challenge everyone watching out over here. You could probably plant a seed of $102.
Yes.
From Psalm 102.
Yes.
But there are others that need to stretch.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say want to. I said need to. Need to. You've been stuck in your circle for so long.
Yes.
It's going to take a divine act of heaven to break you out of it. Mm. You need to break out. You need to step out. You need to get into the $1,000 flow.
Yes.
And I'm going to encourage you to plant the seed of $1,002. I remember that day.
Mm.
The Day of Atonement has now become a memorial stone for me.
Yes.
It's become a place where I've met God.
Oh, my. And he met you.
And he met me.
You know, these Moedim friends, these set times, three times a year, you know, and at the beginning of the year, right, you've got Passover.
Mm-hmm.
And then 50 days later, in the spring of the year as well, you've got Pentecost. Both of those have been fulfilled historically.
Mm-hmm.
Passover, when Jesus died and was resurrected from the dead. Pentecost, 50 days later, the power of Pentecost came to that upper room. Those feasts have already been fulfilled historically. The only one left is at the fall of the year, a separation, you see. It's been a while since Passover and Pentecost were fulfilled historically. It's been a long time. We've been looking for that day. And those being fulfilled, only one left to fulfill, tabernacles. But all of these are set times for God to draw close to you. And God always comes to consume a sacrifice.
Mm-mm-mm.
So you put the sacrifice there at his direction. He says, these three times a year, don't come before me empty-handed. Bring an offering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dr. Tan has challenged us, a $1,002 offering. You say, Pastor, there's no way I could do that. Well, let me help you. Start where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Sow $102, and then we'll believe God with you for the rest. But do something. Faith, favor requires a response. So right now, go to your phone. It's right there beside you. Follow the instructions on your screen. And we're going to be shouting victoriously over the favor of God in your life.
The Day of Atonement is rapidly approaching, and Yom Kippur is by far the holiest day on God's calendar. This is a God-appointed prophetic season when either the Lord will return in the clouds or the windows of heaven will open wide for those who respond with an atonement offering in faith and obedience.
Celebrate as He commanded by October 2nd, and don't appear before God empty-handed. Respond today with a double portion offering of $50 or more, and Dr. Parsley will say thank you by sending you his insightful message, The Final Roar, The Questions, The Answers, The End of the Age, along with the companion book, The Final Roar.
For those led by the Spirit to increase their offering to $100 or more, we'll add the powerful five-message series on the book of Revelation, The Last Letter. Specifically created for breakthrough in Israel, this beautiful gold and silver-plated replica of the temple can be a symbolic representation of the atonement in your home. It's our gift to you to recognize your uncommon atonement offering of $1,000 or more.
Please remember, every gift, large or small, honors God and helps this global ministry reach souls. The signposts on the road to Armageddon are in view. Christ could return at any moment.
Call with your atonement offering before Thursday or scan the QR code to go directly to ronparsley.com.
You know, your Bible in the very last book, which is one our generation, you should know about better than any other book in the Bible. And that book says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and by sacrifice, by not loving our own lives, even unto death. Now, that middle one is so important. Testimony. I did not know that Dr. Tan was going to be sharing this particular testimony about favor. I've got a word for you. God wants to surround you, according to his word, with favor as with a shield. And because your ways please him, he's going to cause even your enemies to be at peace with you. Tell us some more about favor.
You know, Pastor, think about this. Hebrews tells us that our tithe, our giving, testifies that he's alive.
Wow.
There is something powerful that speaks into the realm of the spirit.
There it is. There it is.
When I, in the natural, take of my natural substance and bring it back to God.
Because he gave it.
Because he gave it. Something powerful happens when I don't just hear his promises,
okay,
but then take a step into partaking of his promises.
Because you said favor requires a response.
Favor requires a response because, well, think about this. Salvation is an offer that God has made to the whole world.
Faith.
Faith.
Have faith.
Have
He's
faith.
He's offering it.
And yet we have to respond receive Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen. Amen.
I've learned that the power of God is released in my response.
Well, you are saying something.
I've learned that the power of God stops at my not responding.
Right.
And I know that even now, God's speaking to people and stirring hearts.
Yes.
Because like we talked about in the first segment, there are people watching us now, Pastor, that God is offering a favorable health report to.
Okay. Okay, we believe with you.
There's people now that God is offering a favorable financial turnaround.
Yes.
It's our response that releases the riches of heaven.
Our response releases the riches of heaven. I have never heard that in my life.
Consider this, Pastor. In the person of Jesus Christ, everything's already been made available to us. That's how rich, full, complete the sacrifice of Calvary is.
Yes, yes.
And yet that offer of salvation requires a response.
Everything in God's kingdom. You know why, Doctor?
Yes, sir.
I believe because God is not going to force his blessings on us.
Right. Because if he did force his blessings on people who did not want his blessings, that would be casting pearl before swine.
My goodness. My great God. This man is changing our, and put me in there, our lives today with this revelation that the favor of God, you know, we're supposed to be like Jesus, who the Bible says increase
daily
in wisdom and in favor and in stature with God and men. Mm-mm-mm. That's for you.
Yes.
It was in Jesus. You've received him. But favor requires a response.
Yes.
So now God says, have favor. That requires a response to him to let him know he can, that you're willing for him to go ahead and release that favor to you. And that response at this time of year, once three times a year, the three feast seasons, God says, come to me because I want to manifest myself more strongly to you.
Yes.
Not just manifest you. He does that every day. But more strongly, he's saying, I want to commune with you.
Yes.
So he said, open that door. Give a special offering. Dr. Tan has suggested $1,002. But start wherever you are. But make sure there's a two in there. God's favor is coming your way.
The Day of Atonement is rapidly approaching, and Yom Kippur is, by far, the holiest day on God's calendar. This is a God-appointed prophetic season when either the Lord will return in the clouds or the windows of heaven will open wide for those who respond with an atonement offering in faith and obedience.
Celebrate as He commanded by October 2nd, and don't appear before God empty-handed. Respond today with a double portion offering of $50 or more, and Dr. Parsley will say thank you by sending you his insightful message, The Final Roar, The Questions, The Answers, The End of the Age, along with the companion book, The Final Roar.
For those led by the Spirit to increase their offering to $100 or more, we'll add the powerful five-message series on the book of Revelation, The Last Letter. Specifically created for breakthrough in Israel, this beautiful gold and silver-plated replica of the temple can be a symbolic representation of the atonement in your home. It's our gift to you to recognize your uncommon atonement offering of $1,000 or more.
Please remember, every gift, large or small, honors God and helps this global ministry reach souls. The signposts on the road to Armageddon are in view. Christ could return at any moment.
Call with your atonement offering before Thursday or scan the QR code to go directly to ronparsley.com.
You know, there are more. I'm so thankful to God for His blessing on this particular one of our many ministries here. We just began City Harvest Network in just a few short years, and we have crossed the 2,000 mark, a powerful Pentecostal City Harvest Network, churches, pastors, evangelists, prophets around the world. So make a note, my guest today is a tremendous leader in City Harvest Network, and we're so thankful for it. So make a note and pray for a mighty hedge of protection and increased anointing in their lives and ministry. Dr. Tan,
sir,
you are such a great friend.
Thank you.
But I enjoy your ministry much.
Thank you.
And they can, of course, see you on all social media outlets and so forth. So make sure you do that and check out all of ours, including the brand new Rod Parsley podcast. We're having a time. I'll see you next time on your international broadcast of Breakthrough.